friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan. I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, what we're doing, really all of this week in this series for Wide Open World, we want to take some time to highlight some of our ministry partners that our campuses are involved with and give you opportunities to pray for those ministries during the course of the week. Today, we're going to look at one of the new partnerships that LifePoint Delaware has recently made with Guiding Light Church. Guiding Light Church is led by lead pastor Eugene Moore, his wife Sharonda Moore, originally moved to the Columbus region from Cincinnati, Ohio, and their desire is to plant a new church in the Reynoldsburg community that is focused on helping people find their spiritual identity and develop their own leadership potential. Like, they want to be a gospel presence in Reynoldsburg. And so our opportunity as followers of Jesus is to pray for other churches, right? And view them not as competition or anything like that, but we want to support what God is doing in our church and in churches around the city and celebrate that. So I want to share a few prayer requests for Guiding Light Church, and you may want to pause after I share these to take some time to pray yourself for them. Number one, pray for Guiding Light Church as they transition to a permanent location this summer. Pray for Pastor Eugene and his staff. Church planting is hard and tedious. There are highs and lows. There are ups and downs that they may be experiencing with people coming back or not coming, sets of expectations that are either fulfilled, unfulfilled. Pray that God would give them sufficient time and energy and rest. Pray for the current congregations at Guiding Light Church and Southside Baptist Church, where they're currently meeting. Pray that they will really call Eugene as their new pastor, as these two communities kind of become one new thing in this year. And finally, if it happens, pray that the transition between Guiding Light Church working with Southside Baptist Church would go smoothly. That God would be honored by this, that people's involvement in a previous church would be honored, and that God would continue to bless them, opening doors to reach the lost, to help the hurting, and make more disciples. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.